Yeah, it certainly was. They didn't lose any early wickets this morning with the seamers on. But as soon as the spinners, Burgoyne and Pardo got going, the wickets started falling quite regularly, really. Although they got, 179? They only got that because we virtually had a close field for the entire innings, you know, so anything we outside went for four. Yeah, we just got the last wicket just before lunch, so they tidied it up at the interval, really, and quite a convincing win, so very happy with that. And the way the league table's panned out is quite amazing. It's so tight. We finished up third. Had we lost, we would have finished at bottom. Such is the tightness of the league. And that's our final position in the season, third.
Your spinners did it for you in both innings, really, because of course Peter Burgoyne took five in the first and Matt Pardo six in the second.
Yeah, that's right. The wicket was quite dry to start with, and with, you know, two or three days of quite baking sunshine on it, it was doing a bit towards the end, which is, you know, still a decent wicket. It wasn't falling apart at the seams or anything. But there was turn there, turn and a bit of bounce, which is obviously something spinners love, and they cashed in on it.
How would you assess the season overall, Ernie?
I think it's been a very good season. I mean, you know, getting the three-day side out, as we've said several times, has never been easy. But to finish up third in the three-day tournament, get to the final of the Knockout Cup, county like Herefordshire, I think it's a hell of a good season, to be honest. Trevor, I don't know if we've ever bettered this. Obviously, we haven't won the thing at Wormsley, but we're in with a shout, obviously. And I think we've had a very, very good season, something it'll be very hard to beat.
Looking ahead to next Wednesday, then, be lovely to round it off in the grand manner at Wormsley.
It would be. I think we've got a pretty good side. We've still got a few unknowns, and Ed Pollock, you're not sure if he's playing for Warwickshire twos or not. They never tell him till the last minute, sort of thing. So that's always hanging in the air. But I think we've pretty well got the bases of the side of the semi-final, plus Dan Conway, who was on holiday at the time. So that's, you know, strengthened it a bit. So, yeah, I think we've got a good side, certainly an excellent batting team. We hope Pollock becomes available because, you know, he's a lad who can change a game.
And we know Staffordshire are a decent side, without anyway wishing to open old wounds. You found that out in the group stages, really.
Yeah, they've beaten us twice in the group stages this year and the year before. So we know that they are a very, very strong side. And, you know, if we were to beat them, I think it'd be a big feather in our cap. They are a very, very strong minor counties 11, and it'll be a tough old game. But, you know, we're all looking forward to it, and one out of two must win it. So why shouldn't it be us?